Just Above a Whisper by Lori Wick. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Harvest House Publishers. Just Above a Whisper is read by Barbara Rosenblatt.
Prologue. The coach had been built for comfort. It was plush and large, and moved easily as the horses pulled it clear of the town limits and onto the road beyond. The two inside were comfortable as well, not only with the seats, but with each other. "Oh, Miss Grandmother," the young man said, his voice changing often these days. "We'll see her at Christmas," his sister reminded him, thinking that they'd not gotten out of town as soon as they'd planned. She was regretting there would be no daylight to travel in at all.
"Yes, but she looked so sad."
"She did, didn't she?"
"I think she has been since Grandfather died."
"He was her favorite person," the young woman said, her romantic heart sighing a little. The 12-year-old wasn't willing to keep his seat any longer. He shifted over to sit next to his sister, never enjoying the dark rides home from Tucker Mills. For a few miles, they talked of nothing in particular. They knew their own mother would be looking for them in several hours and would begin to pace when the coach was late getting in. The young man suddenly heard his sister chuckle.
"What are you laughing at?" he asked.
"I was remembering the other night when Grandmother began," she started to tell him, when she suddenly felt the coach begin to slow.
"Are you going to tell me?" he asked.
"Shh," his sister warned.